Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Welcome back to the Numbers and Tech Podcast. This is Melissa Shane, and today I'm going to talk about the five mistakes that can impede your business. Starting a business means learning from a thousand mistakes. The good news is, though, is that you can learn lessons from other entrepreneurs' mistakes. That way, you won't have to go through them, and you can have a great head start as you try to grow your venture. These are the things I see time and time again, and I wanted to pass on to you in hopes that you could get some knowledge out of them. The first one is not enough research. And by that I mean I see you're excited to get started right away, and you don't want analysis paralysis to cause delays. You just want to jump right in and launch that business and feel the rush of getting your first sale. Though there's nothing wrong with figuring things out and readjusting the business along the way, too much excitement can trigger you to jump the gun only to find out that you didn't know your audience well enough to make an impact. Don't be too idealistic and bank on the thought that as long as you have a good product, customers will come. Study your audience more. What are their pain points? And what problems are they trying to find solutions for? Knowing these from the get-go can help you realign your messaging better. The second mistake I often see is pricing products too low. Speaking of jumping the gun and trying to make a sale right away, think carefully about product pricing. Don't just take the initial cost, add in a profit margin, and think that feels right. Do thorough competitor research. And also, there's no specific formula that works for all industries. But one thing's for sure, your pricing should meet your business goals. Don't think that price alone will determine whether you'll sell or not. If you try to price your products lower than the competitor, you'll only be in a race to the bottom. So price your products and services appropriately and not too low. Mistake number three. Be sure you study the financial aspect. Many of us are not exactly fans of numbers and spreadsheets, although we all know I am. But most of you try to avoid accounting stuff as much as possible. And as a result, I often see new business owners not keeping track of business expenses during those first few months of operations. It really does help if you pay more attention to learning basic accounting and bookkeeping. Starting entrepreneurs don't have any choice but to learn basic accounting. Otherwise, you won't know how the business is doing financially. Are you making enough money to sustain operations? Or is there a specific aspect that's making the business bleed cash? Numbers don't lie. And by recording everything, you get a clear picture of your venture's financial health. Mistake number four. Try not to rely too much on family and friends. During the first few months of starting your business, you often introduce your products to family and friends. You post about them on all your social media accounts. And as a result, several of them place orders. Some of them might have genuinely been interested, but others might just have wanted to show you their support in your latest endeavor. So needless to say, the initial influx of orders can give a false sense of security that the business is doing well. Be sure to focus on marketing to actual customers and not just to those within your close circle. After all, your family and friends can only buy so many of your products. And the last and final mistake I see is don't try to do everything by yourself. Many sole proprietors think they need to do everything themselves. I see you out there creating WordPress websites, managing social media accounts, and even doing your product photography all on your own. And of course, there's nothing wrong with doing everything you can to grow your business, but if it's eating up your time and energy, you're not making the most out of your potential as a business owner. Outsource some of those tasks to service providers. By leaving the legwork to qualified people, you'll have more time and energy left for the more crucial aspects of launching and growing a business. So I hope you picked a lesson or two from the regrets I have seen other business owners share with me. But don't be afraid to make your own mistakes. As I've learned from my journey, experience is still the best teacher. Others' experiences can only teach you so much, and you need to walk your path to make your own mark. Remember, grab life by the bottom line. I wish you luck. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.